We believe that all men are created equal.
The magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Only days after it was revealed that Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito flew a flag associated with January 6 rioters at his Northern Virginia home, he's facing new questions about another flag tied to supporters of President Trump. The New York Times publishing images of a pine tree flag outside of Alito's New Jersey beach home last summer with the words, "Appeal to Heaven." Like the upside-down flag, which had become synonymous with the Stop the Steal movement and flown at Alito's home, the pine tree flag was carried by some pro-Trump supporters on January 6 as the Capitol was attacked. Take a look at these images, and you'll see both flags clearly on display on January 6 as the mayhem unfolded. It's unclear who posted the pine tree flag and what kind, if any, statement was being made. The pine tree flag dates back to the Revolutionary War and was flown on warships commissioned under George Washington. But in recent years, the symbol has been associated with Christian nationalism.
Great.
Supreme Court justices are supposed to avoid the appearance of political bias. And Democrats have already argued Alito should recuse himself from the January 6 cases now before the high court, including one which will resolve whether President Trump has immunity from prosecution. This week, Democrats pounced on Alito's upside-down flag controversy, raising questions about political bias.
I think what he did was really the wrong thing to do, and it casts some doubt on impartiality, and I'm discussing with Senator Durbin where we should go from here.
Alito has said the upside-down flag was placed at his home by his wife, who was in a dispute with a neighbor.
Justice Alito has yet to comment on the latest flag questions. Those Supreme Court decisions on January 6th are expected in the coming days and weeks.
Everybody's tuned into Fox News to see if he'll say something about his wife, a cousin, a friend of a friend, the hairdresser of his wife's friend's cousin's mother's uncle is the one that hoisted that flag on his beach house. So two houses, two insurrectionist flags. Anybody think that he needs to recuse himself from the January 6th cases? Anybody? Does anybody think that he's actually showing whose side he's on here with this? Because if anybody who is reasonable, who's not partisan, thinks that he's being partisan and biased towards one side of the insurrectionists, then he needs to recuse himself from all the cases having to do with January 6th. And, you know, just at the time that this flag was hoisted on his beach house over there, which, by the way, the New York Times, they spoke to six neighbors, just so you know. They spoke to six neighbors, and they also did, like, you know, when you do Street View on Google, you know, like when you, you know, are fantasizing about buying a house in Spain, just saying. And they offer you Street View. So the reporters at the New York Times did that, and they saw the flag. They saw it. It was flying, waving, and this flag is called the prayer or pray to heaven or heaven help us or God help us or, you know, please help us or what. It is a flag that you know is part of the Revolutionary War, but it went dormant. You know, it didn't really make it into the big you know, don't tread on me crowd flag, you know, lovers. Until this guy, there was a guy, his name is Dutch Sheets, and he is a super uber right-wing Christian white nationalist. He wrote a book in 2015 called the same thing, called The Appeal to Heaven. That was the name of his book. And he is agitating for America to sort of trash the Constitution, you know, that whole separation of church and state thing, which we have for the preservation of both church and state, which I think is a good deal. You know, you don't want anybody to win that battle. You just want to, you know, see each of them do well. Do you know what I'm saying? So we have the separation of church and state to preserve church and to preserve state. Okay, so this guy, Dutch Sheets, he doesn't want to preserve you know, the Constitution. He wants religion. He wants somebody to win that fight. He wants the church to win that fight. And he doesn't give a damn what the law of men actually require of him in order to allow him to be as religious as he wants to be, or as irreligious as I want to be, right? He doesn't respect the need to preserve both. So he wrote this book in 2015, and then he sort of glommed onto this John Locke flag, and thought that that was a good symbol for his efforts to make America a white Christian nationalist country. Now you pair some of these news reports, okay? So yesterday we had, I don't know, I was willing to say sloppy editing. I was willing to, you know, it's just that, you know, when Trump posts or reposts or retweets or retruths or whatever he does, you know, things that are very pro-Nazi or pro-fascist or pro-Reich or whatever like that, you know, you're never surprised, because he's done these anti-Semitic things his entire public life, right? And so you understand that he has this bromance with, Hitler. He has a bromance with, vermin, the word vermin, and poisoning the blood. He has a bromance with Hitler did some good things. He has a bromance with the fascist right. There was some very fine people on both sides. You know, like, how could there be a fine person who says, oh, there's going to be an anti-Semitic protest that we're going to, you know, they're going to march around holding tiki torches, all dressed alike, which is creepy in and of itself, considering the outfit was bland. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like, something fabulous. No, it was bland. And who is a good person that says, and so I think I'm going to go to that? Like, I can't figure out who that good person is. So anyway, when he retweeted or retrued this Reich thing, the traditional Reich is going to be restated. I was like, you know, okay, he blamed it on his staffer. Okay, this is what he always does. Okay, I don't give a damn anymore about, you know, what he says about his desire and love for fascism and Adolf Hitler. I can't care anymore. I can't care. But when I see the Supreme Court doing it, oh my God. Holy crap. And you know, it was like drinking out of a fire hose yesterday if you were consuming news. Why? Because the second I got done here and I got in the car, you know, I started to hear the breaking news after 5 p.m. There's breaking news after, right? And it was, okay, so we were going to cover the Reich thing, but then all of a sudden we had a new one come down the pike. Marjorie Taylor Greene and some super right-wing lunatic fringy Twitter feed is saying that the FBI was going to assassinate Donald Trump at MAGA-Loco when they raided it on the documents thing, right? And then at the same time, they're telling me that, the use of force at MAGA-Loco was okayed by Merrick Garland and Joe Biden wanted to assassinate Donald Trump. I'm like, what are they talking about? So, of course, you know, you run home and you start to Google this stuff and figure out what's going on. Right. And I found out whose Twitter account it was. I wrote her back, you know, and I said to her, this is standard procedure for the FBI. Whenever the FBI is standing on the sidewalk, whenever they are in uniform, whenever they are crossing the street, whenever they are eating lunch at a donut shop or at a lunch, they are governed by these same rules that limit the use of deadly force. No. What this was the standard attachment for how the FBI needs to operate when it executes on a warrant. First of all, the FBI chose a time when Trump was not at MAGA-Loco to execute the MAGA-Loco warrant. That's number one. Number two, the memo she's misreading because she's an idiot is saying it limits the use of force. No, you can't use force in order to keep somebody from fleeing service. No, you can't use force to keep somebody from fleeing the search. No, these are all the reasons and all the situations where you cannot use force. But the speed with which this thing went from a social media Twitter account to Marjorie Taylor Greene to the mainstream media answered so many questions that I have about what is going on.